So, this is where the calculator I mentioned comes into mind. I'm just switching from one tab to the next. And this says it's number 41, so it's the 41st best-selling book in the whole Kindle store. I'm going to look into my nifty tool here, and I'm going to enter 41 into the book's calculator. What this is going to do, and this is a tool that scrapes data from Amazon every single day and analyzes it to give us the best information about what's actually happening. If I look at 41 books sold in a day, that means that Kendra here has moved 1,894 copies of this book today, which is not too shabby. I would say if I moved that many books in a day, I'd be pretty thrilled, wouldn't you, Tim?
Yeah, I'll be retiring.
Yeah, definitely. And so what we want to do is take this information that we just got, and we want to put it into our spreadsheet here as part of our market analysis. Over here on the right side, you can see how I'm doing some price calculations to figure out how much money is Kendra making today. So I'm going to take the number of sales, 1894. And I'm going to add the price of her book, which is, I'm going to hop to the top of the page here, $14.99, a $14.99 Kindle book. Excellent. Excellent. There's nothing wrong with pricing your Kindle books up that high, by the way. Amazon takes 70% of every sale. And so let's take a look at that. If I wanted to find out how much she earned today, I would say, okay, she made this many sales times this much price times the stuff that she actually gets to keep. So she made $19,000 today. Not too bad. Not too shabby. This is why my eyes light up when I see a category that's really hot and that's got a lot of big hitters up top, is because I know that means the market is really hot. And the fun thing to do is say, okay, if she made this per day, what if she held that position all month? What if Amazon continued to churn and tap into its millions of users and getting this book in front of people who wanted to buy it? What does that look like? That happens often because Amazon loves to sell things to people. Let's assume there's 30 day in this month, 30 days in this month. So Kendra is looking at roughly, that can't be right, 596,000. Tim, do the math. Is that
I'm
right?
terrible at math, Todd. That's why I'm looking forward to getting this spreadsheet so I can use your formula.
Yeah, unbelievable. Let's double check that, right? Let's just pull up a calculator and see. Okay, so if she made 19,000 per day, let's stop messing about with we'll use round numbers for this, and there are 30 days in the month. Wow. That, my friends, is what we call not too bad for a book earnings. Now, is she going to hold that number one place every day? Maybe not, right? Is she going to move nearly 2,000 Kindle books a day? Maybe not. What we do know is she did today. And so if she never sells a book the rest of the month and only makes 19,000 or so, I would say that's a pretty solid day. But what does this tell us as far as what categories to get into? We know the earnings of the top book in this category. How does it inform us on if we want to go into this category or not? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take that information, and again, I'm just scrolling back down here to the category, and we know that she's 41st in the Kindle store, and she's number one in these categories. So let's pretend I was trying to write a motivational self-help book, and that was a category I wanted to get into. I'll copy and paste that into my spreadsheet. I'm going to say the bestseller rank of the number one in this category is 41. Now, it seems like I just pulled that from nowhere. So let's go trace it back. We're looking at this category, motivational self-help. She's number one in that. But what is she overall? She's 41st. So I'm going to put that number in the category. And I'm going to say, we're estimating that she's making this many sales per day. What that means, all right, now here's where it applies to the book. That means that in order to reach number one in this broad category, we would have to sell 1,895 books. That would make you a bestseller in the category. I want to break down something else that's a little confusing. Just because you're not number one here does not mean that you can't be number one somewhere else. And more importantly and more exciting, it doesn't mean that you can't get this bestseller stripe. If I were to find Kendra's book just while I'm searching on Amazon, I'm going to see that she's a bestseller. In my mind, I'm like, oh, a bestseller. But the truth is, she's the bestseller in these categories. That's a really important thing to remember because, Tim, now it means if we're looking at a category that's much more niche, we can get that bestseller tag and not have to sell 1,894 copies a day. Does that make sense? Did all that track? Are you following the kind of the thread of logic there?
It makes sense, Todd. And I think what I'm understanding here is that I want the bestseller badge, not so much for the label and to feel good, but because the bestseller badge tells Amazon that your book is good. And what do you think Amazon's going to do with a good book? They're going to show it to more people so they can sell more copies, because the badge is data that tells them this is a good book. Yeah. And naturally, if I'm searching a category and I see bestseller, it just, in my mind, something special kind of clicks. And then I want to have a look at that book to see, oh, okay, maybe that's one I want to read. Yeah. So, yeah, the bestseller is how you get the perks. And the best way to get the bestseller is to get into a category that's not too crowded to start with, and then work your way up, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, that's a little too crowded for my blood. Like, I'm not sure I have the punches to throw 2,000 books in a single day as of right now. So now I get back into the second, you know, another important part of this spreadsheet, which is, I'm going to say ease of reach. And I'm looking at my color dropper and I'm going, okay, is it hard to sell 2,000 books in a day, or is it easy? And I'm going to go, that is stinking hard. So that now when I'm looking at this at a glance, it shows me that this is a tough category to get in. Secondly, is it a good fit? Tim, you know, you're writing an inspirational book, you're writing a motivational book. It probably is a good fit for this category. And I'm sticking with basic colors here, red, yellow, and green. If this were a medium fit, maybe like we're about to see, I would make this yellow instead of green. And as we get down lower in the number of books it takes to sell to reach number one, this goes from, you know, red, maybe it's a yellow, maybe it's a green. Okay? So that's category number one. I wanted to analyze that in slow motion just so we could see the process. And now we're going to try to collect a few more categories to see if we can get Tim into a category that he can get that that bestseller tag. The way we're going to do that is to go back to where we started, right? We're going to go to Kindle eBooks. We're going to go to bestsellers and more. We're going to go to Kindle bestsellers. And we're going to come back to this tree and look again. Okay. Probably still self-help. We're still thinking motivational, inspirational thing. We know that motivational is the number one book in the motivational category overall, right? Is 41. So maybe we want to look at something else. And this is where the interesting part comes in, because Tim, you don't have a book yet, right? We're still trying to figure out what kind of book you might want to write. So maybe it's not a motivational book. Maybe it's a, what else? What else you see? Creativity, happiness, inner child. What do you want to take a look at next? Journaling?
Yeah, there's probably, I mean, if I'm writing a self-improvement book, there is going to be an element of happiness, so that feels like a good fit.
Okay, so let's take a look at happiness. 13 things mentally strong people don't do is number one in this category. Now, what I'd really love to see is some categories show up underneath happiness, because that would show me there are more niches to get into. We haven't found it yet, so instead, I'm going to take a look at this 13 things mentally strong people don't do. And we're going to do the same thing that we did before. We're going to scroll down. We're going to look at this bestsellers rank. Another one dominating, which again to me tells me there's a lot of customers. There's a lot of stuff going on in this niche. And she is, let's see, the author, Amy, is number 128 in the Kindle store. So we'll do the math here again. We're going to go back to my calculator. We're going to go 128, and we're going to click here. 856 books per day. Still a lot of books, but notice how far the needle has dropped. Oops, let me go. Wrong box. Number of sales per day, 856. 56 books per day. I'm over here on the right side. And our numbers are going to change around a little bit. It wasn't $14.99. It was Kindle Unlimited is zero, but the real price is $11.99. So today, Amy will make roughly $7,100 in royalty off of this book. Again, very, very solid stuff. So I'm going to take this category, which is happiness. And I'm going to paste it into my research sheet. The bestseller in this category was number 128. And the estimated sales per day is 856. Again, big heavy hitters here. I'm going to look at this ease of reach, and I'm still saying, okay, can I move 800 books in a day to get that tag? Not yet, right? I might be able to muster it now if I drove, called in all my favors and I really wanted to get to the top, but I'm looking for easy wins, right? On this course, we might not have the network yet. We might not have all those favors to call in. We might not have a big readership. So I'm going to say that's red still, but I do think it's potentially a good fit for this book that I'm trying to write. Okay, interesting. So now I'm going to continue to look, and in order to see if I can get to some different categories, what I'm gonna do is basically just explore what else is here. So maybe, Tim, you're going, gosh, that's some heavy categories. I wonder if stress management could be a way to, you know, potentially get into here. So we're going to stress management. We're looking at Gary's book. We're scrolling down and we're seeing that this book is number 1,258 in the Kindle store. We're gonna hop over here. We're gonna hop over to our calculator. 1,258. We're gonna click here. We're gonna say 106 books a day. Okay, now we're getting into the realm of reality. So we're estimating 100 books a day. And again, some of you are watching this right now and going, 100 books a day is the realm of reality? Come on. But compared to 2,000 books a day, yes, indeed. We definitely want to take a look at that number, because we're getting close to something that might work. Ease of reach. We're going to call that red still, just for now. I might change it. Good fit, we're going to call that yellow, because for the book that Tim has in mind currently, stress management, maybe it could go that way. But as of right now, that's not exactly what we have in mind. Now, if we look at all the categories and we go, all of these are too hard to get, I'm going to write a really, really damn good stress management personal health book, then heck yeah, we're going to angle the book and we're going to start writing that kind of book and alter our language, our cover, our title, our subtitle to fit this category in a really big way. And that's the benefit of doing market research before you write the book, or looking to see who wants what before you write the book. Because now that we have this information, we can kind of tweak how we go about this. We can tweak what kind of book we write. We can take different Medium posts and make them different chapters. We can look at which categories on Medium are doing well. We can look at some LinkedIn posts that we've written around stress management, and we can add all of that in there. Because now we're seeing, okay, well, maybe that makes sense. Continuing to fill out the
So can we
spreadsheet. Yeah.
fudge the categories? So if I write a self-improvement book, it's not really about stress management, but I know I can get in that category. Can I just select that, or is anyone going to stop me?
It's an interesting question, Tim, and I'm glad you asked it because that's the perfect question for you to ask. Like trying to poke holes in things. Here's my experience. You can place your book in up to 10 categories in Amazon. We'll talk about later how exactly to do that, because Amazon doesn't make it obvious. It just tries to lump you into these big categories. You have to do this market research that we're doing in order to, you have to explore the categories yourself in order to know what's out there. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself, it's Tim versus Tony Robbins. And all of a sudden, you're drowning, right? Like you're having trouble. My personal rule of thumb is that if I deem a category a yellow or a green, I'm going to have it in that category. So maybe your book is, I don't know, we'll fall on the 7-day switch thing, right? And maybe it's about, changing your life in 7 days. Maybe one chapter is dedicated to stress management. Of course, put it in here, right? Because we want to get the book as broad as possible in as many categories as possible so that we can reach all of those different readers, right? I have only had one occasion where Amazon yanked my book out of a category, and it was because I was honestly just testing to answer that question that you just asked him. I was like, if I put my book about creativity in this category over here about fly fishing, right? Like, what's gonna happen? Will I reach number one? Will I get banned? And I did rank number two in the category for a very short time before Amazon realized, wait a minute, this is not supposed to be here. And it grabbed my book out of that category. Generally speaking, Tim, I try to have an open mind about what categories I go in. I don't want to be completely false because then people who read that category are not going to be interested in my book. Like, why would people in fly fishing read a book about creativity? But would people who are interested in motivation also be interested in stress management? Yeah, I think so. Right? So it's a question of getting in as many places as possible, but also trying to get on the right readership. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So,
Cool.
okay. Green or
Cool.
orange, we're all good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Green or orange are the ones that you want.